The next patient is Ronald Ellison. The last name is E-L-L-I-S-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a solitary kidney. The right kidney was removed in 2019 because of renal cell carcinoma.
You just got four patients tomorrow.
The patient had two determinations of serum creatinine in the month of December, one on the 1st and the other one on the 15th. And we had a 24-hour creatinine clearance that was consistent with a GFR of 52 milliliters per minute. The patient has a urinalysis that is negative for protein. The protein creatinine ratio is completely negative. No activity in the urinary sediment. The patient is followed by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, period. Number two, the patient has a history of blood pressure. The blood pressure today that was recorded at the time of the visit, 133 over 78. The patient is completely asymptomatic. He weighs 158 pounds. Period. Follow number hyperlipidemia. The hyperlipidemia is under control. The patient is taking statins and omega-3. Period. Follow number hyperuricemia under control. The uric acid is 5.2. On December the 1st. Following number BPH, and a history of cancer that was excised more than 4 years ago. He's taking tamsulosin and Proscar. The PSA is low. He had radiation therapy. Following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That is without evidence of exacerbation. He follows with the pulmonologist, Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. Following number, the patient has aneurysm in the anterior communicating artery that is followed by the neurologist, Dr. Ramkison. Ramkison is R-A-M-K-I-S-S-O-O-N. Period. The patient is in a stable condition. He is going to go travel, and we are going to see him in the September when he's coming back to Islands County. Paragraph. Well, we spent 7 minutes evaluating the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, documentation, 6 minutes.